Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Do you run the risk ever of having the church be an altar of brokenness, where you worship at the altar of brokenness?
That's a great question. And I would say yes early on. Because we embraced it, and because I think it was so foreign, and we're down in the buckle of the Bible Belt, because it was so foreign to most people's experiences that we could come in and be honest, it really became a place of lament. And there was great beauty in that. And as a matter of fact, two of our worship leaders, when it came time to lead worship, we're like, we can't find any worship songs that describe our community, so we're going to have to write them. And they actually wound up forming a band called All Sons and Daughters. And interestingly enough, it sounds like a lot of other people have connected with their songs. Like, so one of the worship songs is, I Need a Reason to Sing. Can I start there? Mm. You know, which would seem very much like the psalmist. Mm. But while there was a great beauty to it, there was a season after a year or two where we were like, you know, this is awesome that we're calling this out, and this is unique and wonderful, but we can't stay here. We're going to just be stuck here spinning in our brokenness. So the validation is beautiful. We're not alone. We're not alone on the planet. And that was, by the way, it was a huge epiphany for so many of us. Like, oh, wow, you struggle too? But we can't stay there. And there has to be continued movement. And how do we not get lost in victimization then, but call one another to repentance, to change, and then to celebration? And so we really kind of had to work that out. Like, there was just maybe 3-4 years ago, we were like, we have to learn to celebrate more. And it's interesting because we continue to find people who come to us in that very wounded place, as you mentioned early in our conversation, religiously wounded. Some people walk in the door and it's like they physically duck. Like, it's been 17 years, but someone told me this was a safe place to possibly work it out. And so we live in the tension of going, let's continue to be honest and lament and speak of brokenness, but at the same time, we cannot ignore the celebration of what Jesus has done for us.
Bill, I like that a lot, because in recovery, there's a real tendency to keep the focus on us, even though that's our problem, in that I'm so bad and we lose that we're supposed to go, I acknowledge my total depravity, but let's focus on Jesus, and I am responsible once I realize what is wrong with me to work on that. Fair?
Beautifully said. Because we've got to look at the cross.
Yes.
So there's death, but life comes from death.
I love that.
I do too. Jamie, I have a question in terms of getting unstuck, which is a lot of people struggle with it, and I know I've struggled with it from time to time. But I think there's something about, it's hard to get unstuck until you hear the truth, until you're understood. When you give someone the gift of understanding, I think that's
so
sometimes when you get unstuck, you go, oh, finally someone gets it.
Yes. Yeah, and how rare to find someone in your life who's actually a good listener.
Yeah, who can listen without and suspend criticism and suspend the history they have with you and just be in the moment with you and listen to what you have to say.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's beautifully said. That's it, because a lot of people are just waiting to exchange commentary.
Yeah, they just carry on parallel monologues. I'm just waiting for you to stop talking so I can start talking.
Well said. And I think to try and get to the heart, like how to really listen to someone and pause long enough to go, I want to listen to your heart. And, well, that's uncomfortable. And I think one of the reasons it's uncomfortable is when you sit with someone who's vulnerable, you feel exposed yourself.
Yes, but we join each other in our brokenness and then share the victory in our Savior, correct?
Yes, correct. But
you're right.
If
it's
want
tough
to live in denial, it's tough to get there.
Oh, gosh, and it's hard to go back. You know, we work with addicts. I'm in recovery. Bill's been volunteering for about 30 years, and we were talking about hanging around these guys. You pick up where they're at, and you got to have really good boundaries. You know, it's tough.
Oh, that's so well said. And I'm naturally an empath, and I have twin sons that are 18 years old, and one of my boys, my oldest by a minute, is very much the same way. And the beauty of growing up in a home where, you know, we value emotional intelligence and so forth is that he's connected to his emotions, he's aware, but it's a little bit like a baby with a power tool. Like, one of the things we've had to deal with him as a teenager is he feels people's pain so beautifully, but it actually messes him up. He hasn't lived enough life to know. He's working out, how do I set boundaries on not owning this? So that's so well said.
Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.